Okay, let's focus our attention now on that issue of load shedding and how it affects public hospitals. There is a campaign building where they're looking to exempt public hospitals from load shedding. Let's get a sense, though, of what happens in a large public hospital as the power comes on and the power goes off. Prof. Adam Mohammed is head of internal medicine at the Charlotte Maxeke Johannesburg Academic Hospital. Prof. Mohammed, welcome and thanks very much for your time. What is the key problem that you guys face? Is it that you simply don't have sufficient power, or is it that you're spending vast amounts of resources that are needed for hospital work, medicines and so on, because you're having to spend it on diesel? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on the show. I think there's a number of aspects, and I know time is the issue, so I'm going to try to get to them quickly. Firstly, the generators were installed over a long time in a hospital that's old and it's only servicing certain areas.
Right.
Over the last 15, 20 years, different ICUs, different areas are opened up and they're not linked to the generators because of the electrical setup. There are areas that do not get power when there is load shedding. And the vision of putting in generators in hospital was never for load shedding. It was for power outages. So from that point of view, it's not supplying to keep us running and offering a 24-hour service. So when there's load shedding, our service is reduced. Yesterday, last night, four operations were cancelled. The second aspect of 800 to 900 liters of diesel being used a day when we are having significant load shedding, that money comes from patient care. So we got the lights on, but we're stealing it from patients' lives and quality of care. Number three is the quality and service that we're given is affected. Give you an example. Of this morning, coming into work at 7:30, load shedded, offices are dark, patients and clerks can't open files because there's no computers working. So the person who got up at 4 in the morning to catch a taxi to come to hospital to be seen at 8 o'clock in the morning is sitting and waiting. So everything is delayed. At 9 o'clock, we're all waiting to do scopes in this area, my area of expertise.
Right.
And the electricity hasn't kicked in because it's not under the generator. We're being load shed. So now procedures are being delayed, canceled. Because why? There's no electricity. And remember, those patients that are coming are starved. They don't have breakfast because they have to have a procedure.
Right.
CT scans are delayed. Getting results are delayed. It's actually a complete violation of offering a safe service to patients.
So, Prof,
it's happening on a daily basis.
So, Prof, the list is really extensive, and I'm sure you haven't covered every single thing. You mentioned four operations had to be cancelled without any kind of intrusion into patients or anything like that. Can you give us a sense of what kind of procedures had to be cancelled?
So I can't give you the details of it. All I can give you is a macroscopic view. There's still challenges of information and getting information from different departments.
Right.
And there's still a sense of closeness in the healthcare sector and fear and reprisal. But I got a report today that 4 to 5 procedures were cancelled yesterday and last night because of load shedding. And now there will be spin from whomever to say, no, it didn't happen. The reality is, we know what happens in our homes when we have load shedding. Multiply that by 100 times in a huge institution. And it's not just Johannesburg Hospital. It's everywhere. All the healthcare institutions are feeling the pain.
Yes.
And patients are suffering. And I did listen to your little expert about the Minister Mantashe. I would like people to come and be a patient in a hospital. Don't use your medical aid. Don't use your generator. And don't be in the street where you're getting privilege because you're next to a minister and you're not getting loaded.
Yes.
Come and feel it like the masses that are suffering in the healthcare institution.
So, Prof, can I ask you this? I mean, are you, and I don't mean you as an individual, but you as a collective of concerned public health sector professionals, are you engaged with government at all on this issue directly? Are they hearing you? And if they are, what kind of answers are you getting?
I think Gauteng Department of Health has set up a task team looking at the science, the amount it's costing us, the logic of us trying to get off load shedding, and this has been going on for a while. My issue with the government, whatever it is, national or Gauteng Department of Health, this load shedding is with us for such a long time. It's going to be with us for a long time. Why do we have to invent a wheel when there's simple logic, face value what we need to do. Where's the precedent? Western Cape hospitals are off the load schedules. So it's not that we're asking for something amazing. We're asking for something logical. And think about it. If that was your family members,
yes,
what would you want?
So I want...
This is life and death. This is not businesses.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm trying to emphasize.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll have a conversation later with our listeners about the crucial importance of keeping businesses online as well. But let's get back to hospitals with you, Prof. How did they do it in the Western Cape? Was that simply that the Western Cape Department of Health or whichever department was relevant to the conversation and the hospital saw eye to eye and they just went ahead and did it? Or was that a long battle as well?
It was a long battle. They went through the process. They engaged the different departments. They passed the rules and regulations, but they were proactive in it and they got to where they need to do. And from my understanding of how we're fixing up the hospital, how we're doing things, everything takes months and months and months. And in this time being, simple, innocent, indigent, vulnerable patients die and be at a cost of bungling and red tape. And that has to stop sometime. We lost patients in COVID because of red tape and corruption. It's not fair for this to happen during load shedding. It's unacceptable.
What about the systems that are meant to preserve the cold chain of medicines and related products? Are those all on, as far as Charlotte Maxeke is concerned, are those all on the generator or is that at risk as well?
So no, those are on generators and those generators will supply power and maintain those high-risk critical fridges to make sure that the medicines don't go. But there have been instances where we have lost medications because we lost the cold chain. It has happened in the last 2 to 3 years with the fire and all the infrastructure issues. But I can assure the public out there that cold chain for medications are being maintained. However, if you go stage 5, stage 6, you're not giving the backup battery systems, the other systems, a chance to recover from the load shedding.
Yes.
You go from one load shedding to another load shedding, and the intensity and duration are just increasing. And we're still having problems, not just my hospital, of maintenance, diesel supplies, irregularities. So can you imagine what would happen if the generators at Charlotte Maxeke go down?
Thank you very much, Professor Adam Mohammed, Head of Internal Medicine at Charlotte Maxeke Hospital. Few things perhaps that you may want to respond to. Are you working in a hospital? Your own experience of this erratic power supply, yes, it's affecting everyone, but hospitals, by all accounts, must be nightmarish under these circumstances. So do give us a call. And you may also have a view on, well, you know, if we're doing hospitals, why don't we do essential businesses? I don't know. There's a lot to talk about, but certainly the case for hospitals is an extremely compelling one, as put there by Prof. Mohammed. Give us your thoughts.